Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. We prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnson, with today's guest.
Hi, I'm Brianna, and I am graduating this May. I'm studying psychology, and growing up, I have five siblings, three who are way older than me, and so I got the opportunity to have nephews and nieces, and I learned that I really like working with kids, so I thought I was going to carry that in and be a pediatrician, and I knew HBU had a really good medical kind of center and connection with the hospitals nearby. And so I wanted to carry that over and be a pediatrician. But at HBU, I was actually fortunate enough to find a bunch of different ministries that kind of led me in a different direction. And so my freshman year, I went to our Baptist student ministries and I was a part of a small group. And so I got to meet a lot of different people from different areas of Houston and even outside of Houston, and just kind of get their different perspectives on things and see what they were studying. And I was also introduced to Life Tree Ministries, which is an apartment ministry where we tutor refugee kids aged kindergarten through fourth grade. And I loved it. It was awesome. I worked with the kids who were the same age as my oldest niece. And so I knew how to connect with them and I knew how to have fun with them. And we got to we played games to start. And then we would do kind of like a song and a story. And then we just help them with their homework. And a lot of them, they're really smart kids, really cute kids. I'm not biased at all, but it's been awesome. And I really just enjoyed that so much that not only did I keep volunteering there, but I actually asked to lead it my following year. And I'm still a leader this year. I've had the really awesome opportunity to just be a co-leader with, his name's Osvaldo Valdez. And he and I have just really worked on kind of expanding LTM. And we're actually looking into going into churches nearby to get more college-aged volunteers for that program. I kind of packed my schedule freshman year. I really did a lot. I really wanted to experience kind of everything that HBU had to offer. And so with that, I joined Young Life in addition to BSM. And I didn't ever think I could be a Young Life leader. There's just kind of that air of like, extroverted and you have to really be excited all the time. And not that I'm not an excitable person or even not even a personable individual. It's just that I'm more introverted. And so kind of thinking about my Young Life leaders and how they are just able to connect with us so easily, I didn't think that was for me. But I had a really great discipler, really good mentor, Kristen Hood, who's the head of Young Life at HBU. And she kind of just told me to apply anyway and kind of do my interview, even if I didn't feel like I'd be interested in the whole thing. So I promised her I would. And I went to leadership training and had a lot of fun. We got to meet up with TSU and U of H students and kind of just go through and learn what it is to be a Young Life leader and how it's more than just kind of being crazy. Young Life is very fun. We do a lot of skits. It's very high energy all the time, but it's more than that. You want to really form connections with these youth, especially because it's different ages. There's Young Life in middle school, high school, and in college. And so after completing training, I was actually placed in Houston Central. And it's been awesome. I specifically was placed at Sharpstown High School. And at Sharpstown, it was interesting to see the different dynamic, especially from my high school. My high school is the type of student body there was kind of more uniform. Everyone kind of grew up around the same area. We had been in the same places. And so everyone had more or less the same childhood. But at Sharpstown, there was people from all over. In fact, my Young Life group, they were all predominantly from Nigeria or Ghana, just different places of the world. And we found them at Sharpstown. And so I got the chance to meet them for the first time ever. My first act as a leader was to go to summer camp with them, which was very intimidating because the other leaders already had a friendship with them and can kind of assert their leadership, so to speak. So like, you're not just their friend as a Young Life leader, you have to also be like their authority figure. And that was very difficult for me at first, just because I hadn't even met any of them yet, but I was supposed to be in charge of them. And kind of, us being so close in age, it's kind of weird to tell them what they should and shouldn't be doing. But the kids were really receptive, and I had a really good time, and that's what got me placed at Sharpstown. And with COVID and everything, it's been interesting. Over the summer, my team and I, we did a bunch of different Instagram lives for Club. So Club is where we meet once a week, and we hang out with the high schoolers. We invite them, we tell them the story of the Bible, and then play a bunch of games, sing some songs, and kind of just act goofy, because I don't know, some of them need to be pushed out of their comfort zone since they haven't tried very much. And it definitely pushed me out of my comfort zone to do LTM and to do Young Life. I never thought I'd be doing something like those things, but they're both two organizations that I care a lot about. As I was able to get, like, through my second and third year at HBU, I've been working at the events office. To backtrack, I started working at the events office going into HBU. So the summer of my senior year of high school, I applied as a camp CIT for Camp HBU, and I met two of the most amazing bosses I could have ever even hoped to have. And they not only hired me to be a CIT, but they asked for me to be their intern in the events and conferences office. And that's been a lot of fun. I've had a lot of opportunities through that, not only just helping them plan events and kind of seeing what it is and how events, even external events, come to HBU and how that planning goes into practice, but also I've started my work in hospitality. I was an usher, and now I'm a house manager for both HBU events and external events. So that's just like a different type of leadership that I was able to kind of cultivate within that program. And we also do weddings at HBU, which was really cool and something I probably never would have known about had I not had the initial job as an intern. And so I've been a wedding intern. I've done a few weddings in our chapel, and they've been really nice. But I've kind of done a lot, and it seems like everything kind of passed really fast. Through my boss, she's connected through Hunter, her name's Hunter Smith, and she's connected through Student Foundation. And she kind of told me just to apply with the Leader app, and I went ahead and did. And that's been really cool. We got our orange jackets, our little uniform, and we get to go and talk to donors and be at events like the groundbreaking. The first one I was able to be at prior to the coronavirus outbreak, and we got to help them break the ground on that. The Law and Liberty Center that's going into construction right now. And I also got an interesting experience as an RA for just a semester, just a half a semester actually, prior to coronavirus, just because the way it lined up was someone was leaving as an RA, and I knew a lot of RAs, were my friends, and they were kind of suggesting to the head of Res Life that I, you know, apply and get chosen to kind of fill that up for the spring semester of 2020. And so when I got in, I only got a chance to be there for about a month and a half, two and a half months of being an RA. And I put on two events immediately, just because I love planning events. It's really fun. I really like meeting new people, and the best way for me to meet new people is to do something with them. And so my residents were all really awesome. I'm still connected to a few of them through different organizations that we're in. So it's been really a great experience at HBU to just kind of start off as either being someone's leader or having a leader within an organization, and then just kind of growing that relationship into even just a normal friendship where it's It's not like it's in high school where it's like, oh, you're a freshman and I'm a senior. We can't be friends. At HBU, it doesn't matter what your classification is. Everyone is so welcoming, and it definitely gave me a better chance to kind of figure out where I fit and what I really wanted to pursue. So as I mentioned earlier, my family is really big. And so I have three nieces and a nephew. My nephew actually, they discovered that he had a speech deficiency. And so what was wrong was that not that he couldn't understand what different items were, or that he just was lacking in his comprehension of language. It just, he was having difficulty forming the language himself. And so I had already known that I wanted to work with kids, and I got the chance to meet his speech pathologist. And I had never known that that was a profession until I got to see the speech pathologist come to his house and kind of work on different exercises that helped with build his linguistics. And even within 4 months, with constant practice and her visits, they were biweekly visits, he was able to form words. And even now he's talking like a normal, he's 4 years old. Before he was definitely still babbling a bit, but now he can talk forever. Kind of runs in the family. I can talk forever as well. But yeah, actually right now I'm at my internship for Ambassadors for Christ that was coordinated through my senior capstone professor, Dr. Nero. And she built this relationship with this super cool organization that helps with not only at-risk youth, but with utility and rental assistance for the greater Houston area. And so, I don't know, there were just so many things that I've been able to do at HBU, and because of the connections I've made at HBU, that I have no idea how I would have found them otherwise.
Brianna, what an amazing story. I mean, my goodness, you should be so proud of yourself and of God's work in your life. You've been involved with Living Tree Ministries, Young Life, the events office. Now you plan to earn a master's degree in speech language pathology. Is that true? Can you tell us about that?
Sure. So like I said, I kind of shifted away from pediatrics, and following my graduation this May, I actually am going to do a post-bachelor program, which is just where I get to a chance to do all my prerequisites for the speech language program before applying to my master's and certificate program at U of H. Hopefully that is one of the more competitive programs, just from talking to different SLPs in my area, and they all attended U of H. It's the closest one as well, the closest and most competitive program. So it's a little daunting, but I feel like my time at HBU has kind of prepared me just for the different time management and involvement that it's going to take to do well and succeed.
You've been an ambassador for HBU, and that's a really important distinction. I mean, those special men, young men and women represent HBU, and we're honored to have them do so. Tell us what's involved to actually be qualified to be an ambassador for HBU.
Okay. So with that, there is a GPA requirement. You have to list your involvement, just because with the donors and different people at events that we want to kind of demonstrate to our HBU qualities, they want to have a wide range. So they choose different majors. They want you to be passionate about what you're learning about and what you're doing through your experience at HBU. So there is an application process where you have to detail kind of how you've been doing in school over the course of time, what you're involved in since you began at HBU, and kind of why do you want to represent HBU, and which values do you believe that you hold? So it's a lot of, not only is it just like a list of like, oh, tell me what you've done at HBU, but it's also how has HBU's values kind of been internalized in your life, so that way you can show our donors and anyone that we're asking you to interact with as a representative of HBU is really exemplified. So
that's really cool. Now, Brianna, there's probably some people watching that are prospective students or parents of sons and daughters, grandparents of grandsons, granddaughters that are thinking about coming to HBU. Can you just take a minute and tell everybody why you think they should make HBU their school of choice?
Yeah, for sure. So HBU, not only does it give you opportunities to grow in your education and your opportunities following going to school at HBU, but you get that one-on-one kind of experience with your professors. I know I've personally met with my professors and they remember you. So even my freshman year professors, they remember who I am, they follow up with you. And not only that, do we have a good community of staff, but all the students that attend HBU are just welcoming and they want you to be involved. So I've had a bunch of people my freshman year, old upperclassmen, who try to point you into the right organization that they feel would be a good fit for you and for you to try different things. HBU is extremely diverse, which is absolutely incredible, just because I've never met such a wide variety of people anywhere else, and you get that all at school. And also, just this is kind of a side note, nothing like exemplary, but it is in a really cool part of Houston that's near both Chinatown and downtown. And so you have a lot of opportunity to kind of build those friendships and connections you make on campus in a close proximity to school.
So well said, Brianna. I mean, we've been listening to Brianna Romero. She majored in psychology, graduating from HBU May of 2021. Been involved, as she said, in Tree of Life Ministries, Young Life, the Ambassadors Program at HBU, the Events Department. Wow, you've been so busy. And I imagine you have made friends that are going to last for an entire lifetime.
Yes, sir. I believe so.
Well, we are proud of you, Brianna, and we want you to know that everybody is just cheering you on. And I want to just take a moment and say that there's a place for you at HBU. You may be a student, or you may be a parent or a grandparent, and you're looking for a place to go that you could connect, that have people who care, faculty who care, where you'll not be a number in some gigantic classroom that nobody knows if you showed up or didn't or cares. HBU is a whole different world. It's just like a family, and you can find that place. Check us out at hbu.edu/admissions or 281-649-3211. Our graduate school, hbu.edu/grad281-649-3269. Brianna, I want you to just know that we are so impressed with your interview today. You've been just so tremendous, and just keep on letting your light shine, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us on HBU's podcast.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.